Okay, so would you say what you call the rich ones? Well, you just said it, but I'd like to have you say it, if you use that term.
The what?
The really rich pieces of wood.
That ladder splitter.
That ladder.
Yeah, that's the term I was
using. It still sounds different when I say it than it does when she said it.
Sure, because you're different.
But the reason I was speaking in like that, a lot of she doesn't understand exactly what you're asking for, and
sure.
I'm used to her, I can explain it better in her terms.
You know, mostly I see, you know, people being say, you know, a fat ladder, and say, well, that's for, I was raised for splinters.
Uh-huh.
But now people say it's fat ladder, now it's for kindling.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. You got any kindling? They'll bring you some kindling. You got any kindling? My brother says, I'll bring you some kindling wood. Well, I said splinters.
Another thing, too, fat ladder. Used to say fat ladder knots. It's the little small pieces of the roots, like it's what it is. They call it little fat ladder knots. And that's another thing. They use that for, use that for the kindling. And the splinters is actually just to start the fire with.
I see. Uh-huh.
So that, I mean, there's a difference. We say fat ladder kindling is kindling now.
Uh-huh.
Because we usually take paper or something to start the fire with.
But
back then, they used just the little teeny short splinters about this long. And they, likewise, they shaved the ends of it so it would be rigid where it would catch real fast.
Okay. What do you call a place with a rod and hangers? Well, like this, to hang up clothing?
Closet.
Okay, and is there another word if it's a big heavy piece of furniture that's movable that you also hang clothes in?
That's wardrobe.
Okay. And what do you call the covered area out here in front of the house? Where the swing is?
That's the porch, I see, but my mother's a patio.
Okay. There's another word for it. What was it they used to use for the wraparound porch? They called it something else.
My mother always said pies, or I always said porch.
I can't remember right now. There was another expression they used for the porch, but it was usually they had one that wrapped just about completely around the house.
Uh-huh. Well, do you have a name for a small porch that doesn't have any roof?
Well, that's what I would think back home, but now they call what they call patios. Then they got put no shelter over them. That's called a patio.
Well, what was it called, Mother, back when you were young?
Well, they didn't use anything like that back when I was coming up, because they made anything then. They always put it was the porch and no shelter over it. But now most of people make patios on the outside and don't have any shelter over them.
Well, if we're just a couple of steps going out of a back door, say. Do you have a name for that?
A walk.
Okay.
If you step down off your steps and there's a walk, you have a walk out.
Okay.
So we have
right. And what do you call the small fenced area next to a barn where you put the cows before you milk them?
I was telling you, I can think about so much. I mean, talking about, you know, I can just think about how my mother would call that a copping.
Oh.
A copping. Well, all right, you gather it up, it should gather up. A cowlot. And we'd gather up one how big and big as his house. And maybe keep the cows in there for, say, 3 or 4 months. Then we take that and move it somewhere else, you know.
Oh.
That was just to fertilize the land.
Uh-huh.
That's a cowlot.
I see.
That's right.
Oh, okay. You may not have a term for this one because I think it's a North Georgia question, but what do you call a wall or a fence made out of rocks or stones? I don't think there are any.
No, usually they make them out of splint, split
wire.
Wood, the thing, wire. Used to make it out of split wood, though, before they had the wire.
Uh-huh.